you're releasing a new record this Friday.
Yes.
Must be very exciting days.
Yeah, really exciting.
Is it the best way to see how the album will impact the audience through live performance?
Maybe, but we aren't really playing too much new stuff yet, just because we haven't really had a chance to learn the new stuff, but also we wanted to see what songs people like from the new album and then play those at the tour at the end of the year. But we've played a few new ones, and some of them, like the lead single of the new album, The Radiator, we started playing that in November last year, and we tested that out live first, and that was like, because it worked, we were like, okay, we'll put that on the album. So yeah, it's a good way of testing. If people can dance to a song they've never heard, it's probably a good song.
Even if they don't get what you're saying.
Yeah, if they don't know what we're saying, yeah, which I don't know if they will tonight. Last time we played in Portugal, I don't think they understood what we said.
Oh, they did. I'm sure they did.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe.
So tell us about the music scene in Bristol and nowadays. Yeah. And how is it affecting yourself?
Well, but it's the music scene in Bristol is probably the best in England, I think. It's the best music city for music in England. It's between Bristol and Sheffield. It's really good. There's loads of music venues. We're not there very much at the moment, so we don't really know, like, too many bands. But there's plenty of good bands. It's like a band called My First Time. There's loads. It's got a lot of music training. There's like a music uni, but there's also just loads and loads of small venues and a real good active scene. And a good history, good music history as well. So, and it's quite an arty, cultural, lefty place. So yeah, I don't think we would exist if it wasn't for Bristol. People would come and see us even when we were really bad. So yeah, good. Yeah, that's all I could say, I think.
Yeah, what do you think Josh brings to the band and vice versa?
I think Josh brings everything to the band. I don't think this band would exist without him. He's the best producer I know.
Best
lyricist. And the best guitar player. So I think Josh is everything.
How can I beat that? You just said I think you're the best at everything. I can't really beat that. I would say the same though. I don't think anyone I've ever met.
You are a better guitar player.
I don't think I've ever met anyone with as good an ability to distill who they are in really clear terms as Ben. He's a really, really good writer like that, and he has incredible energy, and also an incredible musician. Really good drummer, really good keyboard player, really good knowledge, music theory knowledge. A very physical musician.
Suits the music.
Yeah. One of a kind. Amazing guy. Very talented.
So, finishing. There was this joke. I don't know, but you are Britain's best band. Of course you are.
Yeah.
So let's play a game.
Okay.
For you, where's Britain's best pub?
Britain's best pub?
Britain's best pub? That's in Watchet. It's called...
Where is that?
It's in the south...
West Somerset.
Have I misheard this?
Britain's best pub.
Pub, as in
bar.
It's in West Somerset. It's in the town called Watchet. It's called Pebbles Tavern. We played there once, and it maybe holds about 50 people max. And it's just fantastic. You're not going to get better vibes, better pints of Irish stout in England. And yeah, I love it there. It's fucking great.
Yeah, I agree.
What about best Britain's best proverb?
Britain's best proverb.
What is a proverb?
Like a saying.
A saying, yes.
I would say...
What is it? Can't polish a turd.
You can't polish a turd. Yeah.
Can't polish a turd. Right.
Yeah.
And finally, Britain's best historical figure for you.
Ooh.
King Charles.
No.
Why?
No. No.
No. No.
Awful.
The man's a cunt. No, I fucking say that.
Never. The best historical figure.
Figure, person.
Yes.
Who's that guy who likes everything? You know what I'm talking about.
Takeaway.
No, the guy.
That's
not rate my takeaway. No, the guy who's in the past. This guy who was. He just ate everything. He had this.
Oh no, he wasn't British.
Was he French?
He's asking British.
Best British case. British historical figure.
Put all this out.
Hang on, let's think about this. Let's think about this.
We can edit this part. You're really having it a go.
Because yeah. There's a correct answer, I think.
No, it's
not
your
King Charles.
No, of course.
An Iron Bevin. An Iron Bevin, the guy who made the NHS. It's got to be. It's a serious answer. No, we can do better than that. Let's edit that out. Come on. You know history. Oh, God, you put us on the spot. I don't know.
No, it's okay. It's just for fun.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, we take these things really seriously. That's the problem.
Oh, God. Thank you so much for taking it so seriously.
This is, you're welcome. This is our problem.
I can't do it. My brain's gone. I don't know.
Let's go King Edward, the little boy.
Oh, the little fella.
The little boy.
There was Richard III who killed two kids and then they buried him in a car park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or,
see you later.
Or Stonehenge. That's why I said. Yeah.
Okay. What? There's going to be someone that we walk away and we're going to be like, for fuck's sake.
The Cern Abbas giant. You can look it up. The Cern Abbas giant.
Cern, that's C-E-R-N-E.
Yeah.
Abbas, A-B-B-A-S.
Who is he?
Well, you'd have to look it up.
Look it up.
Okay.
The Cern Abbas giant. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
I'm going to make these so fucking dry, you won't believe it. Lifelong fiddling.